Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide-leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
There's been, as long as you've been around and I've been around, the players on teams that you love them when you're when they're yours and you hate them when they're not, be it Dale Hunter or whoever it was over the years. Where does Sam fit in that group
I don't think even close. Like, we're six games into the playoffs, and he took a puck outside the crease, and now he's a villain. But I expected that when I got up this morning. It just still surprises me, fellas. Like, I mean, there were far more egregious collisions in that game last night, but we won't be talking about those, I would imagine, today. No, it doesn't. I'm not upset about it. I'm really not. I know you know what you're getting this morning. I know where this is going. Honest to God, I mean, I've seen every hit that Sam Bennett's thrown since he was 12 years old on TV this morning. I get it. Go ahead, run with it. We're good. Puck's going to drop.
Yes, it will. Game two tonight. It will drop. Sam Bennett, man. You know what's amazing? And look at, I'm not a lifetime hockey guy, so I'm going to be honest about this, but I've been around since it's been here and around all the guys and seen hits. We saw a lot of pretty vicious hits, I thought, in the last round. Some of the Panther players downplayed it, but there was some guys hitting headfirst on the ice in this last round. You saw them. I watched that hit like you have, a lot of you, including everybody that's going nuts up in Canada and Sam Bennett's the worst thing to ever happen to hockey and all those things that people are saying. And I gotta tell you, man, I am convinced, not that he has a concussion. There's no question. I'm sure of it. Yeah, I agree. I thought it was from the first period when he got hit in the head with the puck at 90 miles an hour, hitting him in the head. And they did that close-up on TV. And he was, like, trying to clear his head and shaking his head and his eyes. And you're like, oh, boy, he took a shot. And then now he comes up. But everybody making this Sam Bennett hit, like, yeah, could you have given a penalty on it? Sure. But this suspension crap that's being talked about and one of the dirtiest hits of all time. Come on, man. Come on.
I've watched that replay
like everybody's
50
seen it.
Times. It doesn't even barely looks like he makes contact.
I see it when they slow it down. Don't get me wrong.
Do you?
I do see it. Yes. I see it, but I don't see. I thought the one that Ekblad did going in with hands up and the Panthers are trying to downplay
Ekblad.
That one.
That was a dirty play.
And I'm like, come on, man. Oh, you know, and the teams, you know, and I get it. You're going to defend.
They hit on
guys.
Barkov, dirty play. Like those, I mean, yeah.
But this thing about Sam, and now, so they're running History Channel up there on Sam Bennett hits through his career, and, you know, and they're making him, and I get it, man. This is hockey capital of the world, and the Canadians don't like it. And, by the way, Sam Bennett grew up, like, what, 40 minutes away from Toronto.
Yeah, but you've talked to former players. We had Jeff Rimmer on this morning, like, you know, nobody seems to think it was that bad of a hit.
They do up there.
Yeah, the Canadian fans do.
They're saying,
you know,
and their coach,
defend their guy. That's
their
fine.
Coach, who was a tough guy and a fighter. Well, I'll tell you what, I would have taken care of that. Yeah, there would have been retaliation right away for that on the goalie. And I get, by the way, I do understand there's two things in professional sports that we protect. Goalies and quarterbacks. I'm telling you, I get it. They both have the same problem and same concern, concussions in both sports. But this thing, I mean, I started looking more and more, and I get if you ask Toronto's people, they're going to have a little different take on the hit than the Panther people on all these hits. And Tampa Bay, the same thing. They looked at hits a certain way, and Panthers looked at the hits a different way. But then now they're getting into Sam Bennett's history of Sam Bennett and the hits, including with his Marchand and the hits, Marchand and the hits he had with him. And like, look at Sam Bennett can play every style. Rim came on and said he can play every kind of style there is. You want to get physical? You want to get chippy? You want to get a little dirty? I'll play them all, man. He can also flat out play. Not too many teams wouldn't want this guy who's going to get paid a lot of friggin' money. And by the way, when Sam Bennett comes back home for Friday and Sunday games 3 and 4, how about a friggin' standing ovation for this guy, for the style that he plays? This is the style they play. They are chippy. They are physical. They are aggressive. And that's why they've been successful now going on year 3. I don't know if they're going to win it all or not. I have no idea. I know they're down 1-0 right now. I expect they will win tonight. And even if they don't, they'll come back and they're going to get some wins. But, yeah, this whole thing about Sam Bennett being some kind of really, really bad guy compared to some of the old days and old school stuff, my God, man, it's crazy. It is this whole thing has just gotten nuts. So that was Paul Maurice talking about it and said, hey, man, I've seen every hit. And by the way, the history of Sam Bennett, hits keep rolling here. You guys are showing them on TV. I saw him last night, and I'm here to tell you I didn't think it was that bad. So, hey, doesn't it just add to the game tonight a little bit, though? Huh? By the way, the only thing's going to – I don't know if they're going to retaliate tonight or not. Right now it's about winning games. I can't imagine a big brawl and, you know, leaving teams shorthanded for an extra power play, but who knows? Maybe I'm wrong about that. But the other part of this is if their starting goalie plays tonight, if Anthony Stolarz plays tonight, I don't want to hear about concussions ever in hockey. I really don't. The guy's puking, goes out in an ambulance. If you're going to tell me all that stuff and he plays, not a week later like in the NFL. Most guys, by the way, get concussion. Miss a full week. Once they go, he's out. He's usually out the next game. That's the way it is, unless you're Josh Allen. And Josh Allen went in and told the guy, will you please hurry up? I got plays to play. Are you done? You done checking my eyes and my throat? Yes, my name is this. I got a hot girlfriend in New York. Yes.
Maybe they got the same doctor. Maybe he travels up to Toronto.
I don't know.
You had to throw the girlfriend in there. I see you checking the tabloids these days.
But I got to tell you.
She's good looking.
She is good looking. Stolarz, if he plays tonight, I don't want to hear stuff. I don't want to hear it. Did I catch it in time?
You did good.
I really don't.
You're an idiot, man. I know you don't care.
No, I really don't.
Whatever.
Oh, God, man. You know, I didn't even.
You're right. If he goes 48 hours from puking on the bench and getting stretchered
and
out.
And this sad story, they're taking him out on a stretcher and they hope he's going to be okay. Then the next day he's having lunch and laughing with the guys and go, hey, he may play tomorrow. They're going, he had a good lunch today. He was laughing and having a good time with everybody. So he just had a little upset stomach. He's playing.
All kidding aside, it's really dangerous, man. Like, I don't see this guy take another shot to the head and.
Oh, now we're going to do the –
It is dangerous.
Now you're going to do the Tua thing with me? Is that what you're going to do?
Somebody texted in, even Tua could have withstood that hit from Bennett.
I don't
somebody know. Said that. implying it was not a hard enough
hit. I don't know. Well, I'll tell you what, our quarterback has had one quiet offseason.
Good for him.
Yeah.
Hey, you know what? We needed it. At least someone over there keeps quiet.
Hey, by the way, not only that, but I heard he went to a couple parties and somebody asked me again over the weekend, hey, what do you think about him going out and having fun like everybody else and going out and having a few drinks with your brother and your wife? I think it's pretty cool. Wouldn't you do it?
Why would someone ask you that?
Because people think like, well,
he should be studying plays.
You miss six games. You need to stay home and look out the window. Make sure nobody's – like, what do you want him to do? Like, he's got a right to live a life.
In fairness, that's time he should be throwing to his receivers. Well, he's out having a good time.
What are you going to do, throw to your receivers like 24 hours every friggin' day till your arm toes?
Tyreek seems bored.
He does.
Maybe it'll help him out. Give him a call. Do they hang? I mean, they don't seem to hang much, I assume, right?
I have no idea.
They don't seem to be pals. I don't know.
I know that I was a little surprised when Tyreek went to Super Bowl, decided last second to go to Super Bowl to do his apologies, and he's wrong, and he's got to learn from this and everything, and I really want to be with the Miami Dolphins. Do you remember? I don't know if we have it. He apologized to Tua by name. He said, hey, I want to apologize to Tua. Didn't say why, just said, I want to apologize to Tua.
Yeah, for throwing him under the bus?
I don't know. That was.
But yeah, maybe Tua can call him to hang out.
So
teach him about living the quiet life.
So Omar was all over the place on the interview. So I don't want to throw, but so he was, it sounded like at the start he was trying to defend him, like, well, is he a top five quarterback? No, he's not a top five quarterback. Hell, Tua knows right now you can't miss six games. Even if it wasn't six games, he's not a top five quarterback. But you don't need to hear that from the guy you're throwing to. I can do it. Omar can say it. You can say it out there listening to us. Woody says it. We can all say it, but not the guy he's throwing to. He doesn't want it. You know what? He's had an off season. Now he's going to work, and he's going, really, bro? I'm getting ready to throw to you, and you've already, like, and maybe the one name did bother him that you always bring up. Maybe it was that fifth name that kind of bothered him in that list, like Baker Mayfield now, too. And I can hear Tyreek going, yeah, he threw 40-something touchdowns. He went to playoffs. Those guys all got new contracts. It's good. So anyway, never stops, man. Never stops. I don't think anybody cares over there. I don't think it's affecting any practice. I think everything just rolls on over there. I think they just figure everything will work out. I think they all know Tyreek needs a little attention, and they all know he's active on social media. And that's not going to change. That's not going to change. But the other distraction stuff is not good. The balcony and the kid out on the corner. Let's do without that stuff, man.
Before we get to the break here, someone on the tech 720 area code said, hopefully in the offseason, Stolarz does judo.
On ice. No, not a mat, but like, hey, judo classes on the ice.
A little figure skating action.
So you're going to learn how to fall
keep
on
his
the
balance,
ice.
Yeah.
Oh, Woody, you can't make some of this stuff up, man. You can't.
Let's just play a good, clean hockey game tonight, huh? By the way, the Panthers got to win this game.
I'll tell you what, I know one thing. I think it's 7 o'clock start tonight. I'm not missing
it. Yeah, 7 o'clock is good.
I am not missing this one, man.
Those 8 o'clock starts, no good.
Can't wait. And I got a feeling the Panthers are going to come out flying tonight. I do. And, hey, how cool would it be to see Sam Bennett have two goals tonight? And also knock the crap out of somebody just to get it going again. Just keep it.
I mean,
if you're going to be the villain, be a damn good one. Get him with a couple of goals and point at the crowd. You know, he grew up not too far from there. He's a Canadian guy.
Ideally, if he could get three, because the Hard Rock boost is for the Panthers to score three. We just got in on that. So.
Oh, you can't give him the
if
hat trick.
If he get three, that'd be great.
Sam Bennett
comes
back.
Himself.
Sam Bennett comes back tonight and has a hat trick against Toronto.
Nice.
That's lead story stuff. That's top of sports. That goes right to the top.
Well, most importantly, all our bets will cash.
And that too. Hey, I'll tell you what else, man. Atlantic Men's Clinic, ED and low T. If you're going through it, nobody likes to hear about it. I hear guys right now going, I have it, but I don't want to hear this guy talk about it. All right, that's fine. Well, you live with it the rest of your life. You go ahead and be tired, be foggy, be a little moody that you've been, word is you've been getting a little moody. You have low T. Every guy's getting low T. There's nothing you can do about it. Starting in your late 20s, early 30s, everybody starts to get low T. And with it, sooner or later, OED travels with it. And when they travel together, it sucks, man. Your sex drive is gone. You have no energy. No worse combination than that. And people going, well, you're getting older, Joe. That's part of life. No, it's not. I don't want to hear that. Thank you, Atlantic Men's Clinic. You didn't want to hear it either because you knock out ED and low T. You do it the right way, the professional way, where people are going to get great results. You police it. Everything's good about Atlantic Men's Clinic. It's so first class. I want to just tell everybody, set up that first appointment if you're going through it. Get your T, your PSA test done. You're going to meet with their professional staff. This is what they do. Six locations in South Florida. I think the Hollywood one's about ready to open up. Call them today, 877-455-7300, or visit AtlanticMen'sClinic.com. Get more information. I'm telling you right now, if you're serious about taking care of this and it bothers you and you do want to get more out of life as you get a little bit older, that first appointment is the most important one to get you set up on a program where you can have great results quickly.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Tyreek is getting a little bit tiresome, I think, to some people. Now, I'm not saying that we should make a huge deal out of this. I was sort of waiting for the caveat of, well, no, I'm not going to include my own quarterback here. I didn't hear it. This is another situation where I think that this team wants to get rid of distractions, and they want Tyreek Hill to be the teammate that he was when he talked glowingly about Tua and the comparison that you just made, that he made to Patrick Mahomes, where people sort of raised their eyebrows and said, there's no way you actually mean that. And now we want to look at him and say essentially, there's no way you actually mean this. If Tyreek Hill does want out of Miami, as suggested earlier this season, which he then walked back, he is doing himself no favors, because all that he's doing is sending messages to potential suitors that this is how he's going to act at some point in time when he plays for them. I will say the Dolphins still believe he is incredibly talented and warrants the type of respect that they give him. But man, it's got to get tiresome at some point.
Yeah, Jeff, it wears us out, man. I can't even imagine what it does those guys over there, although nobody's going to come out and say anything, obviously, because you're trying to get your team rolling and build it back up. But my God, man, it is. So I was told yesterday that Tyreek loves to troll people and get people going. He doesn't mean anything by it. He just likes to get people all fired up with stuff that he says. And okay. All right, there's got to be other things, like when you're really good at something you can do that you can enjoy, video games, something's got to be better than that. But anyway, I guess the team over there just says, hey, man, no big deal. No big deal. They'll all work it out. No biggie. I don't think anybody. They all know Tyreek by now. They know what he's like, and they know he needs a little attention and needs to do this. So it's okay. But all right. That's fine if that's the case. Anyway, we talked to Omar Kelly, and we'll talk about this team, the Tyreek Hill stuff that Omar has covered, and putting his team together at OTAs right now, where you're supposed to be building up chemistry, learning a new system, getting to know your new coaches that have been added to the staff, and put in new things for your offense and your defense, and waiting for that rookie class to come in. Anyway, we'll talk and get Omar Kelly from the Miami Herald's take on the Miami Dolphins and what he thinks and how good this team can be.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run Finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.